The following is a recording from Maria Barona from iAdvise on Friday, October 16th, 2015 at 10 a.m. Central. Fieber in third quarter 2015. Good morning. My name is Josh, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Fieber in conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to Ms. Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks.
Good morning. I am Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, and on behalf of Fieber Inc.'s management team, please allow me to welcome you to our quarterly conference call. With us today from Fieber Inc. are Mr. Oscar Calvillo, our Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer. Yesterday, Fieber Inc. distributed the company's third quarter results. They are also available on our corporate website in the Investor Relations section. There will be a webcast presentation to accompany this call. The link is provided both on the invitation and on our website. We ask that you follow it along with this call for a better understanding of our results. Please contact us if you did not receive the report and or the presentation, or if you would like to be added to the company's distribution list. The number to call for our New York Investor Relations Agency is 212-406-3691, so you may be assisted in this matter. Please note that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. Also, certain classifications have been made to make figures comparable for the periods. If you turn to slide 2, so that we can may review the agenda for today's call. First, we will go over Fieber Inc.'s quarterly distribution and dividend yield. Then, the relevant events for the period, the status of our developments and acquisitions, operational and financial highlights, and we will conclude with the closing remarks. At that point, our team will move on the question and answer session. Thank you so much for your kind attention, and I will turn the call over to our CEO, Oscar Calvillo.
Thank you, Lizette, and good morning, everyone. First of all, overall, the third quarter was a bit of a challenging quarter. But at the same time, I want to point out that sales performance has presented outstanding figures, and the double-digit growth we have experienced in terms of the operating indicators speak by themselves regarding underlying growth of the company. We are certain that the recent increase in expenses will be, in the long run, offset by the cost controls we have put in place, as well as by the overall growth the period expected in all the markets. Year-to-date margins are in line, and some of them even above our expectations, despite the margin reductions in quarterly results due to the accountability of non-recurring expenses. We are confident that the end result will be well within market expectations. Let's move to slide 4 of our discussion of Fieber Inc.'s quarterly distribution and dividend yield. For the first third quarter period, the technical committee approved a total dividend distribution of 78.8 million pesos. This is based on the 437 million certificates outstanding of this day. As a result, the dividend per certificate for this quarter was 18.03 and a dividend yield of 4.8% for a third quarter period. Moving on to the relevant events for the period, let's turn to slide 6. This past 9th of July, Fieber Inc. announced two transactions. The first was the acquisition of the State Bridge Street located in the city of Guadalajara that represented a total investment of 133.6 million pesos, excluding acquisition-related expenses and property improvements. The projected cap rate for the year-end 2015 for this project is 9.64%. This hotel has 117 rooms under operation and is in the extended stay segment, which, as you recall, is a relatively new business division for us, which we just entered into during this year. Extended stay hotels offer business travelers lodgings for periods of over 5 days with rooms that are equipped to handle the needs for this type of customer. We like to extend the state settlement because of its significant profitability margins and the great opportunities that we believe exist in the Mexican lodging market. Extended stay continues to have low penetration levels versus other markets, which make it an excellent opportunity for Freerein to develop sooner rather than later. And if you turn to slide 7, the second transaction was the acquisition of the Arriba Express Guadalajara Plaza del Sol Expo for 141.4 million pesos, excluding acquisition-related expenses. This transaction has a 10.23% projected cap rate for 2017. This property is a select service hotel and has a total of 181 rooms, including 15 that are currently under renovation. This hotel will follow soon a conversion with a strong brand planned as part of the acquisition strategy, and we are currently in the definition process working together with the brand. At this point, I will update you on the status of our development, so if you please turn to slide 9. There are 2 developments underway. The first one is the Courtyard by Marriott Saltillo, located in the state of Coahuila, where expected investment shall reach 197.9 million pesos on the construction of 180 rooms. At this point, we are at 89% completion with executed investments on 147.5 million pesos. This property will begin operations in November of this year. The second is the Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Patacuartos in the state of Veracruz, where we expect a total investment of 146.4 million pesos, of which 95.6 million pesos has already been executed. This option construction project of 88.2%. This hotel will also have a 180 room project and is expected to be completed in December of this year. In terms of the current position of our portfolio, on slide 10, you can see the most recent snapshot, which as of today includes 35 hotels with 6,238 rooms and 2 developments. We are now present in 4 market segments, in the addition of the extended stay segment, as well as geographically we are located throughout 15 Mexican states, operating 13 global and 3 local banks. I would like to comment that we are currently in the process to add a group of 4 hotels expected to be announced during the last part of the year and upon the completion of the due diligence process. Furthermore, Freerein also reviewing some other properties that are well underway in terms of purchase negotiation. With the addition of these properties that I just mentioned, we would reach a total of 41 or 43 properties that are in the final negotiation and that we expect to be added to the Freerein portfolio very shortly. As a result, by the fourth quarter of 2015, Freerein will come closer to its planned reference of 45 hotels by year-end. As we have explained, acquisition come across during this year, the number of rooms by hotels may vary, the size, segment, and price of hotels may do so. It is important to mention that we are being very careful to purchase properties at most efficient prices, while at the same time we are selecting those properties that we can convert into successful brands or in those where we see improvement opportunities. We will privilege acquisition of assets at a reasonable purchase price or increasing the pace of acquisitions. This vision causes us to be more selective when we are looking for hotel assets. We are clear that efficient distribution to our shareholders is a must, so all our processes are focused to reach and improve into very competitive distribution levels. I just want to underscore that aside from this acquisition portfolio that I just discussed, the hotels that currently comprise the figure will continue to ramp up, and as such, we expect the same positive and outstanding trend in same store sales in the coming quarter. This includes 3 hotels that we just have been recently renovated, 1 hotel that will be converted into a global brand and that is in the final negotiation stage with international chain to complete the franchise agreement. The Arriba Express Plaza del Sol Guadalajara Expo asset will also be converted to a leading brand. In more important topics, I want to point out that our financial strategy is working at efficient levels. The debt issuance that we will explain more in detail was a complete success. There are important savings on financial costs and their resources will be used as planned by the company. I want to emphasize that we are the number one operator of global brands in Mexico, and we remain committed to continue strengthening our relation with the leading international hotel chains. To finish up, FIBRA is poised to continue executing the intelligent and prudent growth strategy that we are known for and that shall undoubtedly be reflected in the company's value creation. There are several interesting economic and strategic projects coming up soon to be publicly announced that will allow us to achieve continued growth for the FIBRA and to strengthen confidence from our investor base. Thank you for your attention. At this point, I will turn the call over to Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer, for the operational and financial review.
Good morning, everyone, and I would be happy to review the financial section of this presentation. Thank you for your attention. On the operational review, slide 12, you can see a snapshot of the 32 comparable properties that show an outstanding performance of double-digit growth in the same-store sales indicators. In terms of room revenues, for the third quarter period, we reached a total of 303 million pesos, representing an increase of 16% versus the same period of 2014. Occupancy, not including additional rooms, was 60.6%, which is 1.4 percentage points higher than the comparable 2014 figure of 59.2%. Occupancy for the same 32 comparable properties dropped by just 1 percentage point to 58.2% for the period. The average daily rate of ADR was 13.3% higher, with a RevPAR growth of 16%, excluding the room additions, and 11.4% including a 4.2% increase of additional rooms in the same 32 properties. In terms of the financial indicators, on slide 13, total room revenues for the FIBRA reached 315.7 million pesos, an increase of over 50%, representing 94% of the total revenues. Rental revenue reached 21.6 million pesos, which represented 6% of total revenues. In terms of the total revenue per segment, as you can see in the pie located in the lower portion of the slide, we are looking at an even level of revenue coming from the full service and the select service divisions. During this quarter, the full service segment represented 42.4%. The select service participated with 43.2%, the limited service with 12.9%, and the extended stay with 1.5%. Moving on to slide 14, we have the quarterly income statement table. Total revenue for the quarter reached 337.3 million pesos, an increase of over 50% versus the comparable period. Operating expenses reached 219.7 million pesos, which represented a 65.1% as a percentage of the FIBRA revenue, which is 3.8 percentage points higher than the same quarter last year. This increase in expenses was mainly driven by a number of non-recurrent expenses registered during the quarter on the discussions, which were not registered in previous quarter. The net effect was the increase of lodging expenses corresponding to external line and cleaning services for some of our hotels, the replacement of linings at some of our properties, which in the future will be distributed across the year, as well as extraordinary payroll expenses for lodging service personnel. An increase of administration costs due to non-recurrent expenses of labor liability reserves required to be registered during this quarter by our external auditors and proposed by our human resources advisors. 76% of the total amount was registered during the third quarter, and the remaining 24% will be registered during the fourth quarter. An increase in advertising and promotional expenses driven by commission payments to travel agencies, and savings of utility expenses corresponding to a decrease in commercial rates for water and electricity, installation of LED technology throughout the hotel, and a change in the gas provider uses by the company. As a result of the aforementioned, the NOI margin was 34.9%, which represented a decrease of 3.8 percentage points, compared to the 38.7% reached during the third quarter last year. Adjusted EBITDA margin was 28.3%, which represented a decrease of 5 percentage points compared to the 33.3% margin reported in the third quarter 2014. The FFO margin was 26.9%, which represented a decrease of 2.1 percentage points compared to the 29% reached during the third quarter 2014. If we look at those same margins on a nine-month basis, it is important to mention that we are in line with NOI and FFO margin levels for the year. Let's have a look on slide 15. The NOI margin was 36.6%, a 50 basis points increase compared to the 36.1% margin for the same accumulated period of 2014. Adjusted EBITDA margin for the nine-month period was 30%, a slight decrease of 40 basis points compared to the 30.4% of same period of 2014. Likewise, the FFO margin was 30%, 170 basis points increase compared to the 28.3% margin for the same accumulated period for 2014. Turning on page 16, as of September 30, 2015, FIBRA held 413.9 million pesos in cash and equivalents, and 336.4 million pesos in recoverable VAT, which is in the process of being refunded. The company's nominal bank loans were 700 million pesos as of September 30, 2015, which were accounted for as 672.8 million pesos as a net of the down payments related to contracting expenses. An interest rate of TIIE plus 2.5% was applied to the bank debt. Turning on page 17, FIBRAIN carried out its first issuance of local debt in the form of Certificados Bursátiles Fiduciarios under the ticket symbol CIN15 on October 2, 2015. FIBRAIN issued a total of 1.8 billion pesos, CBF, as a part of its 5 billion pesos local note program. This single tranche issuance shall pay interest every 28 days at a variable rate equivalent to TIIE plus 110 basis points, with a tenor of 6 years, with principal payable at maturity. The issuance obtained national ratings of AA minus from Fitch Ratings and a AA plus from HR Ratings. It is important to note that those ratings are related to the specific asset class, meaning global lodging REITs, and not only related specifically to FIBRAIN. I want to briefly review some of the highlights of the use of proceeds from the debt issuance. After the beginning of the fourth quarter, FIBRAIN paid off the majority of the company's bank debts, equivalent to an amount of 600 million pesos. The remainder and the bulk of the proceeds are to be invested in the acquisitions, development of hotels, including remodeling and expansion during the 6 months. We are currently under negotiations with a group of banks to successfully substitute the original secured private credit line with independent short-term credit lines with no collateral to continue funding additional acquisitions, and soon those credit lines will be again substituted by an additional public issuance of approximately 1.8 billion pesos that is expected to occur during the first half 2016 to drive the loan-to-value ratio to the internal 33% approved by the technical committee. We have a snapshot of the FIBRA's credit profile after allocating the resourcing of the debt issuance. It is worth mentioning that following this debt issuance, FIBRAIN estimated leverage level shall reach 20.3%, and its estimated debt service coverage ratio will be nearly 5 to 1, demonstrating the company's commitment to financial health and strategy. With this transaction, the company has access to more efficient financing sources that will enable us to continue executing an intelligent and prudent growth strategy into the future. At this point, for the closing remarks, I will turn the call over to Lizette Change. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. I just have a final slide that I wish to review before moving on to the question and answer session. In the overall, the third quarter was a bit of a challenging quarter, but at the same time, there's a lot that we remain positive about. First, we consider that the sales performance is outstanding, and the double-digit growth we have experienced in terms of the operating indicators is positive for the company. Secondly, year-to-date financials are in line with the expectations for the annual results. So we are confident that the end result will be well within market expectations. Third, the debt issuance was a complete success, financially, it represents efficiency. Last but not least, I want to mention that IHG granted Fidain the 2015 Developer of the Year Award, which is awarded to hoteliers who achieve distinction in hotel operations. Fidain was one of only 7 operators selected for this award, as it underscores our ability to continuously demonstrate our commitment to maintain the highest standards of the industry. Thank you again for your attention, and we will now be happy to take your questions. Josh, may we please move to the Q&A session, please?
Yes, certainly.
Sure.
At this time, we will open the floor for your questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key on your touchtone phones now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 now. And we will pause momentarily to compile a list of questioners. We now have our first question coming from Pablo Recalde from Credit Suisse.
Hi, thanks for taking my questions. I have 2 questions, if I may. The first one is regarding what impact could we expect in the NOI margin going forward, now that the company will recognize these expenses on a quarterly basis. The second one is if you already recognize accumulated expenses that you announced in the quarter, and the third one is regarding the number of rooms you expect to have in operations by year-end.
Pablo, this is Miguel Aliaga. Your first question, what happened is, as we mentioned, most of the increases in expenses were non-recurring, so it means that really what will not happen, especially in payroll, that reserve, that will not be recurrent over the following years, no? Unless we have, of course, an increase in payroll, for example, but will be minimum, no? That means that really we are going to have, that's why it's a non-recurring, no? For example, on the laundry services, we are doing, and we have been doing a program for, of course, decrease the laundry services in order to have, to ease the service from one of our hotels. And of course that should be, the expense should be reduced, for example. On the planning of acquiring the laundry and et cetera, we are planning this over the year, and for example, that expense may be, may happen in the following year, but we do not have an impact in the third quarter, for example, no? So that's important to mention. Can you repeat the second question?
Yes, the second question is regarding the cash flow, that if you already recognize these expenses on a quarterly basis, or everything was recognized during this quarter?
The recurring
expenses.
You mean the cash flow?
Yes. If the cash flow of these non-recurring expenses was recognized all on 3 quarter, on the third quarter, or everything was on the first quarter, second quarter, and third quarter?
Thank you.
As we mentioned in the speech, still we will have from some of the expenses, specifically on talent, on that reserve, only 24% mm-hmm. that will be included in the fourth quarter. So that will not affect dramatically the cash flow for the fourth quarter, at least in what happened in this quarter.
No, but it's regarding, for example, the laundry services, that if you already include them on the cash flow from the first quarter financial statement, or everything is included on the third quarter cash flow?
No, everything is in the third quarter.
Everything's in the third quarter, yes.
Ah, perfect. And the third question is regarding the number of rooms you expect to have by year end.
Basically, Pablo, we already have signed the purchase option for 4 properties. See, these properties come through the which year really just in the due diligence process. We will end with 41 hotels. We have a verbal agreement on 1 property, so that will end up with 42. And we are with other 4 properties, we might close a verbal agreement in this month. and possibly that will be announced within the year. So I think it will be anywhere for 2042-45 profits within by the end of the year. But we would like to note that we're not really in a rush, that we want to meet that figure of going to say, and we really wanted to stress out that there want to be a really good acquisitions rather than we're doing it them fast. No? With four properties that we are already in the process of due diligence, we will use basically about 800 million pesos, which with that we will lower significantly the amount of cash that we have from the proceeds. So we will not have that much idle money in our hands, which we try to concentrate, keep that in, looking for that, you know. Then in the near future, what we intend is that we will use long-term lines of credit to continue purchasing properties. And then when we have a certain amount, then we do additions to the second part of the public issuance. So in that respect, we don't have that much idle money with a negative carry cost, you know. And we don't have that idle money sitting with us. We don't need in a rush to buy a property just for the sake of buying. We will buy as whenever we have good opportunities that meet our expectations. Some of them, they're really good opportunities, but they need to have a conversion. Let's say, for instance, we bought hotels that we paid $45,000-$50,000 per room, and that we made a significant investment of almost $40,000 per room to going about $90,000, and we will have a property that we converted from zero. It will cost more than $130,000, and then they are in good markets, and they will have a good turnaround in the near future. So we are working into that to happen. So even though sometimes those properties that you buy, they don't have an immediate response, no? But as we have mentioned, the Arriba Express in Guadalajara is really, really good located in one of the main avenues of the city that we bought a really good price that property. Then when we have one of the strongest brands available in the market in really good locations, we can expect a very good performance. Considering the side-by-side hotel that we already own is doing very well.
Perfect. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Pablo Duarte from Actinver.
Hi, guys. Thank you for the call. Just to have this very clear, you have four hotels practically to close and two more on their due diligence process that might fall also in this fourth quarter. What's the approximate investment of these hotels, and what is the expected net NOI cap rate?
Well, this the one we are currently negotiating, as I mentioned, is around 800 million pesos, the four of them. No, the other one you have it's basically in a verbal agreement. It's almost we almost reached an agreement. We supposedly close next week in verbally, and then we just have a green purchase option. That will be around 110 million pesos. That other one. No. Then we have another four portfolio of hotels, which we are still not. We might be closing those in a verbal agreement within the next 30 days. Those ones will be also an amount about 800 to 900 million pesos.
Okay, perfect. Great news. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, if anyone would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phones now. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. At this time, I'm showing no further questions in the queue. I'd now like to turn the call back over to Mr. Calillo for closing remarks.
Well, thank you for your attention today. We appreciate, as always, your interest in Key Rain, and we wish you a good day. Thanks a lot, everybody. Goodbye.